welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about active parenting. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, most parents want their kids to feel free, coming to them with their problems and want to relieve their pain. Now, what helps?
Yeah, so that's a kind of natural intention for a lot of parents, is particularly they kind of want to relieve the pain of their children. So it's helpful to become aware of blocks in communication which could prompt children to withdraw despite the good intentions of their parents. So if you like, communication can support cooperation, which then further supports problem prevention. So it goes back to also how do we kind of get out of a cycle of conflict. We have to keep in mind, Mark, that all of us, children and adults alike, communicate with our words, with our tone of voice, but also with our body language. And so the kind of starting point for open communication between children and parents is really to ask yourself, are my three channels of communication actually aligned? And you will quickly find that whilst your words might say one thing, that your intonation and body language are saying something very different, and your children can easily get confused, and then that therefore communication gets blocked.
Okay, so what can go wrong?
Well, for example, a parent's intention might be very benevolent, but then that would get lost and the child could hear judgment. So if your child is really saying, you know, oh, I don't want to go to school this morning, in a commanding voice, if you say, you know, stop complaining or just put your shoes on and get in the car, these might be ways of for the parent to try to kind of relieve the stress that is evoked in them when they hear their child complaining, but also to provide a kind of quick solution. The message that that's sending to the child is that they can't really handle their own problems, or there's not enough space available for them to even elicit complaints. It's kind of like saying those words are not particularly valid. That also happens when we placate our children by saying, oh, don't worry, it's not as bad as it seems, or everything will be okay. The parent's trying to remove pain, but sending the message that discomfort is too great for the child to handle or for the adult to handle. So you can see how communication very quickly can get blocked.
Okay, so that's what you need, open communication. You need to be far more, let's say, flexible with what you're saying.
So specifically, open communication, we could say, involves a lot more listening than speaking and not problem solving, which kind of goes against a parental instinct to protect their child. That means giving full attention with your eyes, with your body, with both of your ears, listening more, talking less, and then responding and identifying to the actual feelings that the child is communicating, which, if you like, is a kind of subtle muscle that we're exercising. The child might be saying, I don't want to go to school. And you can say, wow, you're super frustrated, not happy, don't want to go to school. And that's addressing the emotional language that your child is bringing to the table.
So you're going to bring in some form of emotional intelligence to the whole thing.
Yes, which is a useful muscle to be exercising at all ages and all stages of our lives, because learning how to describe how we feel, reflecting on our feelings prior to making decisions or prior to acting things out, allows us to better manage ourselves and better understand other people. And this is a process. So if you like, this is a learning process, and becoming aware of our communication patterns and making changes takes time, but is something that will be useful for your children throughout their lifetimes whilst they're in school and then later on when they become students and adults, professionals.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.